again. It is the Fall Folk Festival, the 24th annual Fall Folk Festival here at Spokane Community College. We are in the lair. This is the KPBX broadcast of the Fall Folk Festival, a great event going on. We're here for the next 2 hours, but the whole festival going on for the next 2 days, and we have a lot of help, including our great underwriters.
Yeah, those underwriters include Spokane Folklore Society, presenting a contra dance with live music and instructions each Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Spokane Women's Club. Information at spokanefolklore.org. Numerica Credit Union, offering business services, financing, and strategic guidance designed to help businesses grow. Learn more at numericacu.com. Life moves, live well. And Northern Quest Resort and Casino with Lance Burton, Master Magician and Friends, Friday, November the 22nd, 7:30 p.m. in the Ponderay Pavilion. Ticket details and more at northernquest.com.
And we have six great bands that we're going to have on this show, and they are?
They include Gefilte Trout, Caradwyn and Greg Spatz, Bigger Boat, Extraordinary Renditions, Tracy Spring, and our own Kevin Brown from Spokane Public Radio.
A lot of great traditions go on with the Fall Folk Festival, especially when you've been doing it for 24 years, and especially when it's a medium which is built on traditions. One of the things that always happens here in early November is that we're awfully close to that anniversary of the end of World War I, 101 years ago this Monday, when that great armistice was concluded. Maybe not such a great armistice, but it was an armistice. It was the end of a war. It's become Veterans Day, and it's become the time that we think of things larger than ourselves. All the years that we've thought about the veterans and the basic five services of the military, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard, there's one that we've been leaving out, and that is the Merchant Marine. And we have a very special reason to want to be thinking about the Merchant Marine, and that has to do with one of our own that we've been thinking about really a lot over the last week with his death on Monday, and that is the late, great Michael Pettori. He was a member of the Merchant Marine, and this is really great because Linda Parman has agreed to bring us the song of the Merchant Marine, Heave Ho, My Lads. Linda Parman.
Heave ho, my lads, heave ho. It's a long, long way to go. It's a long, long pull with our hatches full, braving the wind, braving the sea, fighting the treacherous foe. Heave ho, my lads, heave ho. Let the sea roll high or low. We can cross any ocean, sail any river. Give us the goods and we'll deliver. Down the submarine, we're the men of the Merchant Marine. We can cross any ocean, sail any river. Give us the goods and we'll deliver. Down the submarine, we're the men of the Merchant Marine.
Thank you, Linda Parman. What a treat to bring that in, because we do certainly remember the gentleman who crossed every ocean when he was in the Merchant Marine. And when he crossed those oceans, he discovered the world. And he brought the world back to us, and that's the legacy of Michael Pettori over the nearly 40 years of Spokane Public Radio. We mourn his missing at Spokane Public Radio, at KPBX, because he was so essential to the interior of the station, to the vibe of the station, because he believed in the idea that having a voice matters, and there's no greater voice that you can have than to have the honor of being on the radio, and we all certainly treat that as an honor. And so that is why he cared so much in every possible way for that station and nurtured it for nearly the entire 40 years of its existence, of our existence. But then beyond that, he went out and he found that world and he found all that great music in the world and he brought it back. And for all these years that he brought that music back to us, and we had it on the Saturday Cafe, and he really opened our world, opened the world to us. I remember, for instance, when there was some unrest in Timbuktu, yes, that's a real city, in Mali. And that night, he brought us folk music from Mali, and all of a sudden we felt one with those people, and that is the understanding that Michael brought us. And so with the recent death of Michael, we miss him so deeply, and also we care to dedicate this show, not only that we, in his honor and in his example, dedicate to keeping great information going on the radio, but we dedicate this two-hour show to the memory of Michael Pittori, who is a great foundation of Spokane Public Radio. So thank you, Michael. And changes do happen in the world, and there are no marmot jokes. Oh, there are no marmot jokes, because that was originated by Carlos Alden, who had been my co-host all those years. And Carlos recently moved to Olympia, and when he moved, he took all the Spokane marmots with him to Olympia. And so if you see different legislation coming out of our state government, that is going to be the exact reason. So thank you, Carlos, for both sides of that equation. But we do have certainly with us Milad Abide, who is our house band and will kind of help keep things going. Thank you, Milad. And we have Steve Jackson here, my buddy on the radio for all these years. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks. Pretty excited about being here, and I don't have any really funny jokes. I'm just going to play it by ear.
But we did talk about the fact, what are we doing at a folk festival? This was your idea the other day.
Right. I said, let's see, we've got a classical musician and a rock guitar player. Let's have them host a folk festival.
Of course.
Makes a lot of sense. No.
But it really does, because this is everybody's music. This is the music that holds all of us together. So, Steve, lead us off. We got a great band here. Let's get it going.
Okay, first band right out of an area that Vern and I lived in for a long time, not together, but Pullman, Moscow area, Gefilte Trout, five-piece band, and they perform a variety of music, including music from the Jewish diaspora in Europe and Israel, including the klezmer dance music played at weddings and songs and I was not familiar with this till Vern told me about it earlier today, Ladino, which is Judeo-Spanish, Yiddish, and Hebrew, and they include, and I hope you get all your guys' names correct here, Irana Allen on vocals, Carla Chandler violin, Bill Voxman clarinet, Bill Thompson on guitar, Bob Garcia on bass. And so let's hear it from these guys, Gefilte Trout. Thank you.
The next song is Russian Gypsy Stylization of the Beginning of the 20th Century. Two wise gold rings got scattered over the meadow. You left and your pretty little shoulders vanished in the dark of the night. Can't find the rings in the lush green grass and can't find my love. That's the end of all the joy. So sing and play my guitar, cast away my blues.
Бирюзовые золотые колечики раскатились румалы по лужку. Ты ушла, и твои плечики скрылись в ночную мглу. Дари-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай. Ты ушла, и твои плечики скрылись в ночную мглу. По зеленой травушке-муравушке не собрать мне потерянных колец, не сыскать любви за бабушки, видно счастьицу конец. Дари-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай-дай. Не сыскать любви за бабушки, видно счастьицу конец.
Shalom Aleichem is Hebrew sound for welcoming Sabbath as family gathers around the table. Peace unto you, O ministering angels. May you come in peace and may you go in peace. And bless me with peace.
One, two, three.
Here's another Russian gypsy song, dancing song, about the girl that is excited to get married to a boy she loves. Mommy, buy me a shawl, I'll give it to my future sister-in-law. Daddy, prepare the carriage, we'll go to this village and get me wed. Oh, this gray horse is not fast enough because my soul is so captured by his black eyebrows and curly hair.
Маменька, ты купи мандашаленочку, а мы джава полороем, подарю ли ты заловушке. Хамеджава полороем, подарю ли ты заловушке. А запрягай котять калошать, верую ли да косматую. А мы поедем в ту деревню, чаю рьяли да засватаем. Эй, ней, 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 ней. А мы поедем в ту деревню, чаю рьяли да засватаем. Hey, 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 hey
на душе ли на моей лежит.
They will be right back in this room at 5:30. Thank you, thank you. Let's talk to a couple of them, Arena. Let's come around here. Okay, while we get ready for the next band. So I'm guessing that probably, Carla, you're the trout part and Arena is the gefilte part.
Yeah. We're all gefilte trout, but we also have another group called Ryabinushka. And it means rowan tree, and that's where Irina sings her Russian and Ukrainian songs.
Nice.
So you end a couple of gypsy ones, too. So you'll hear a little bit more of that later in the day when we perform with gefilte trout.
Great. And so you certainly do the things of the Jewish tradition, but then you also do these other traditions too, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And what about Irina? Is she recently moved here?
Irina has an interesting story. She's from Russia originally. And then when the Soviet Union fell apart and the economics went all to heck, she moved to Israel because her father is Jewish. And she met her American husband there in Israel and then moved to the U.S. And she's been raising a family. She has kids from the ages of 12 to 18. She lived in Pullman for a while, a four-year period, and that's where we met her. Nice. She actually saw us at this festival and decided to join our band.
And it's awfully nice to include a singer, isn't it? Especially an authentic singer.
Oh, she's wonderful.
And
yes,
that's probably forming a real focus, isn't it, for you to really get truly into the traditions and deeper into the real stuff?
It is, definitely. And she authored... The tunes that she does so well, that Russian gypsy sound is just so wonderful. And so we weren't doing much of gypsy. We're doing a little bit in gefilte trout. But when she joined us, then we really wanted to showcase her. And also when she sings her Russian songs later on, you can see it's with real heart. She has a real feeling for the music. In fact, she has a degree in music theory from Russia.
Nice. Thank you. That's from Gefilte Trout, Carla Chandler. Thanks for you.
Thank you much.
And your band. We are at the Fall Folk Festival. And if you're just catching us on the radio, we do this every year. We broadcast these 2 hours from the Fall Folk Festival. It goes on today until 10 o'clock tonight, kind of from 7 to 10. There's a big dance that they're doing here. And then tomorrow it's from 11 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. A lot of great music happening, famous performers and people tomorrow too for this. And so it's a pretty cool thing. And yes, we have a pretty familiar and wonderful duo here.
Yeah, and I was just going to add, too, so up next we have Kara Dwin and Greg Spatz, and I wanted to mention as well that I finally just met Kara Dwin yesterday in our studios and just said, what's your name? That was my intro. But the fact is that Kara Dwin is now the host of the show that Carlos started, the Nacho Celtic Hour, and I've been listening to that, and you're doing a fine job,
well,
I might
thank
add.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So... Kara Dwin and Greg have been playing music together since first meeting almost 20 years ago, year 2000. They were instructors at a British Columbia Bluegrass Workshop, and they were, and this is the part I liked, core members of the celebrated Washington State Acoustic World Music Quartet, Mighty Squirrel. I mean, who hasn't heard of that band? And they're known for their individual amazing fiddle work with ever-popular bands John Reichman and the Jaybirds, that's the one Greg plays with, and Prairie Flyer, which is Kara Dwin's group. They have a new recording called All Along the Sea featuring a whole bunch of styles. And listen to this. Celtic, French, Canadian, British, klezmer, old-time, and jazz. And it says it highlights most of all of Kara Dwin's uniquely haunting and multilingual vocals, huh? Okay. Let's check it out, everybody. Here we go. Kara Dwin and Greg.
Hello. Just checking this mic. So we're going to start with a song that Greg wrote. This is called The Lost Road Home, and then we're going to segue into a traditional French-Canadian song. Thank you.
Bye.
you. So I'm going to switch instruments, and Greg is going to make sure he's in tune, because he has put a device called a capo on, for those of you out in Radioland, which greatly eases a string player's life, but also tends to not go on in tune. I've been told there's always time for aircraft maintenance and instrument tuning. So this next song is one that I wrote. It's called Reel Me Out. All right, here we go. She did just fine, following where it led. Reel me out, reel me in. I'm a spinning wheel. Oh, inside the skin, like the spinning wheels of my car. I'm following the side of a road, and in a novel far. Cast a line, cast a spell. Just what you catch, no one can tell. Coast down the road, river to the sea. My heart's a minnow, there's a hook in me. Reel me out, reel me in. I'm a spinning wheel. Inside the skin, like the spinning wheels of my car. I'm pulling the side of a road, and then I travel far. Thread the sisters, cut, move, and spun. Reel me out, reel me in. I'm a spinning wheel. Oh, inside the skin, like the spinning wheels of my car. I'm following the thread of the road, and gonna travel far. Reel me out, reel me in. I'm a spinning wheel.
You don't have to wait very long. At 2 o'clock, they'll be in the Sasquatch room, and there will be a lot more. Huh?
145.
145, thank you, in the Sasquatch room that we'll hear from Caradwyn and Greg Spatz. So you want to do that. And Caradwyn, come over and talk to us over here for just a minute while we get our sea shanty band in place. Caradwyn, it's an identity issue with all of the many, many, many styles and things that you do, that Greg does, that you do together. How do you define what not to do, or is there ever a sense of is there any boundary on where you go?
Well, there's certainly a sense after I've done something really stupid that maybe I shouldn't have. But ahead of time, maybe there's not a lot of warning. Basically, any song that I hear that, the way I describe it is, if it lights my hair on fire, I want to know how to play it. Like, I want to be able to do that. And so that's kind of what defines my musical interests, I suppose.
Nice. Steve, you had something?
Oh, I was just going to add that yesterday when I met you, you said you had a really severe cold, and I was like, boy, you sure couldn't tell today.
Oh.
But your singing was fabulous.
Why, thank you.
It's called technique.
Thank you very much. That's very sweet of you.
Nice.
I am an alto today, and usually I'm a high soprano, so there we go.
Great. Well, thank you. Wow, what a treat to hear from you and Greg. One more thing. You do a lot of touring. You tell us some of the places that you've taken your duo.
Greg is working in the Juno-nominated, which is Canada's Grammy band, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and so. We have traveled all over North America with that band, for sure. They have also toured in Europe, but without him, because in addition, Greg runs the MFA in creative writing at Eastern and is a very accomplished writer, so he's not always able to go out for all of the band, for the band dates. But oftentimes we'll get a duo gig tacked on to that, and so we get to play at a lot of different places that are pretty exciting.
Great, Kara Edwin Spatz. Thanks a lot, Kara Edwin. And so once again,
so
145 in the Sasquatch Room, just across the hall for more from Kara Edwin and Greg Spatz. And they do have a new recording, and they'll be featuring that a little bit more in their later set, and it's probably available right here at the festival, Is My Best Guess.